This is On With Mario Lopez.
What up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio, actor, comedian, producer, my man Marlon Wayans. Welcome back.
What's up? Good to be back. Your voice is—you sound a real crispy over there.
This is my Don Corleone. This is, you know.
This is the first time I've ever heard you sound Mexican.
Like, really?
Never. I've known you like 20 years. You've always sound like...
You know why?
You no accent. This time, like, yo, bro.
You know why I'm still in a little bit of a high? Mexico beating Germany over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. All day.
Oh, man. No.
I don't know who's going to beat these Russian cyborgs, though.
Right? What is they going got all on
the
right
good,
there?
They got all the good drugs.
Right. It's like a bunch of Ivan Dragos playing on that field right there.
Even their fans, like their hooligans, they went to like a boot camp.
Yeah.
And they're all drugged up too. It's crazy. And they just want to fight.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what the World Cup's out about.
And plus it's the home team. It's like, yeah, I'd fight too in Russia.
Well, Marlon, it's always good seeing you, man. I had a lot of fun interviewing you on the Today Show this past
man.
Week.
That was a fun segment.
And
I was happy to see you on there. I said, that's a good look for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're pleasant to look at. I don't mean this in a weird way, but like, you're pleasant to look at in the morning. Like,
I haven't seen
you have, like, I never looked on TV and was like, damn, Mario looks terrible today. And I don't sit around judging dudes. I mean, normally, but you know, you look at women and you're like, oh, she looked beautiful today. You never look like terrible. I see why they don't put you like with like a woman all the time, because, you know, the thing is, you just wake up like... I hate doing interviews next to you because I know I look ugly. I know it. So if I was a girl, I'd be like, I hate Mario.
Clearly, the most talented and smartest of the Wayans brothers. And my personal favorite.
That was definitely you paying me back.
By the way, man, congrats on season 2 of the show. It is funny, bro. And I got other people... telling me that it's funny. So my buddy that does the podcast with me, he's a huge fan of yours and the show itself. And these days, it's hard getting a second season on anything. So it's a great testament to you, especially with comedies. Comedies seem very difficult to make work.
I don't think they know how to market comedies. I think, you know.
Is that what it is?
There used to be a time where comedy was a thing, and now everybody wants to do like everything else but comedy. And I still think the business of comedy is a great business. Everybody needs to laugh. And on my show, I sweat. I'm like, literally, I lose like 10 pounds a week because I'm just sweating, working, trying to make people laugh every second, because I'm not trying to make a TV show. I'm trying to make a classic. I'm trying to make something that 50 years, 100 years from now, when I'm dead, well, let's say like 200 years from now, when I finally die,
right?
Yeah, that people go, man, that show still holds up. I'm still laughing. So
comedy, much like good music, it does hold up. Good comedy.
I love Lucy. If it's on, I stop. Whatever I'm doing, I stop and watch, and I get a laugh.
It's still funny.
Classic.
Isn't that a trip? It's still funny. And speaking of comedy, though, because I know I respect the hustle, and you're always out there still as a stand-up comic. Do you find it difficult these days and a little bit handcuffed on having to censor yourself on what you can or can't say as a stand-up comic? Because it used to be that comics could get away with saying anything because they were truth-tellers, and that was
I still think you can be a truth teller. I still think you can be edgy. I still think you can tell jokes. I just think, you know, the gift of the joke will always is not about what's in the box. It's how you present it. What is the wrapping paper? The fun is in wrapping the gift of the joke the right way. You even like Don Rickles, okay? As wild as he was, it always came out funny. He was an equal opportunity offender. Mm. He didn't have some hidden agenda. It wasn't supporting some agenda of some kind of hate. His came from he was just funny. He did black jokes that made black people laugh. Like, yeah, we doing that. We know a good joke when we hear it. And it's not offensive. We have like black people, just like Hispanic people. Yo, we got great sense of humor. On my TV show, anytime I do a Puerto Rican joke, Puerto Ricans be like, yeah, bro. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Boricua. Yeah. Because I grew up in a Hispanic neighborhood. So I know how to deliver it. I know the package and how to wrap it so that it's a joke that everybody can bite into. And it doesn't have hate. It comes with kids' gloves. And anytime I come at something in a stronger way, I still do it with a purpose, because the purpose is not to offend, it's to enlighten. And sometimes when you're enlightening and it comes from a positive place, people ain't going to be mad at you. Only people that's going to be mad at you is bad people. Mm. But, you know, there's certain jokes that you can't tell. And, you know, it's just not cool. If you frame it in a funny way, yes. But I don't think your career should be snatched from you. I do think you need a timeout. You need a timeout. You need to reassess. You need to reapproach. You need to make a lot of apologies. And you need to take this time to grow as an artist, to figure out how never to be in that situation again.
Well put. And that was a good analogy, too.
Damn. Thank you, brother.
The way you deliver it.
Thank you.
The way you delivered it.
Thank you, brother.
And your show in particular is about family.
Yes.
Which everyone, of course, can relate to. Dealing with divorce. And I know it's loosely based on your own life. Is that still the case this season? Or do you sort of go in a different direction?
It's still based on that. The show's about, well, it's, I've never been married. Because I knew I was going to mess up. I didn't want to lie. I'm just not a liar. I'm just like, listen, I don't think I'm mature enough at this age to really say everything that the preacher said we should say. And God's watching. I'm not going to lie. I can lie to you. But God sees everything. And I'm just like, I'd just rather not try.
Good for you to recognize that.
Yeah. Not. I could give you kids. We could do that. You know, because you got one on the way anyway. So what we need to do, no, is like, for me, I just want to love for life. And until I'm ready to really settle down and be married in that way, I just think that the best thing I could offer anybody is love and honesty and loyalty in terms of, you know, my love for them is eternal. Me and my kid's mom, we broke up. But, you know, it's funny. After she kicked me to the curb, I found myself dating them more than I did when I was actually with her. Huh. I take them to dinners. We go to movies. You know, we plan stuff. Let's go, you know, let's go to vacation. I took her on a vacation for her 50th birthday. And I told your age. I'm sorry, baby girl. but I just think it's important that you start with love and you end with love. And for the rest of that woman's life, I'm going to love her and nothing's ever going to change that. And I think that, you know, when you got kids involved, the one thing, your kids, you don't need to be married. They don't understand rings and things. You know what they understand? Mommy and daddy love each other.
Right.
And mommy and daddy communicate well. And mommy and daddy did a good job raising us, because what I wanted for them is what I can't perfect, I want you to take it to the next level. So hopefully when you are ready to get married, that you know you're ready, you know you're responsible for a person, and you know how to communicate. And at the end, if you guys don't wind up together, you also know that just because love seems like it's over, it's not. It's not failed until you stop trying. So just keep on trying, never quit, and keep loving your heart. And that's what the show is. And so this year, we take it to the next level. It was about dealing with divorce last time. Now this year, it's about how do we grow as stronger as friends, because you don't know where this is going. We don't know if we don't wind up together. We don't know if we're gonna, maybe we date, you know. I just want to have that show like a Sam and Diane, or you know, Mad About You, where you know what I mean, it's like you don't know. It's just like that, you know, you should be together but she ain't, why not? And then you explore that dynamic of that relationship.
Keeps it fun and funny and romantic all at the same time,
because I think that's what you gotta do in any relationship.
Right.
You married, you know what it is.
Oh yeah.
Them kids running around, they take all the love out your house.
Oh man, it's like, well, they say marriage is work, and I say, yeah, you know, but the best kind of work.
It is.
So you gotta, you know, you gotta put it in.
It is.
You gotta put it
in.
Speaking of which, I mentioned this to your Netflix special, man, is great. Congratulations.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Woke-ish, if y'all haven't checked it out yet. And do you still make time for stand-up? Is that still important to you, even with the sitcom right now? Because you can only allot so much time.
I worked every weekend on the road when I was doing the sitcom. I would go out every weekend. And I would work on my stand-up, because I did my special. Now I got to create a whole new hour to work with. I probably got like a nice 2 hours now. I need about 4 more hours to, and then I'll feel comfortable like, yo, I got a dope new set. That's just the way I work. So
it's kind of like a fighter training, right? You go out there.
Yeah, you just keep learning new stuff, you know, and you may do Muay Thai just to work on your feet skills, even though you're not going to kick somebody. But it just helps, you know, when you land, that you can land back in a position to strike somebody. It's all about about as for me, it's about growing as an artist. So every time I'm on the stage on a weekend, I'm getting better. So when I get to the show on Monday after working all weekend and I did 8 shows, I'm back on set and I'm like, all right, this isn't funny. This isn't working. Here's how we can make this funny. I think this situation go. I'm a scientist now. So it's not just I know this joke is going to be offensive to these people. Is it worth it? Sure. This joke is going to not land so well. I think this is pop cultural reference. 10 years from now, this won't be relevant. So I try to use that and my skill set from the road to actually help me on my other projects. And then a writer and an audience in my head at all times. So that's the important thing. So speaking of stand-up, this weekend, June 22nd, I'm at the Casino Rama in Toronto. June 23rd, I'm at the Cache Creek Casino in Brooks, California. June 25th, June 12th through the 15th, I'm American Comedy Club in San Diego. And July 26th to the 29th, I'm just telling you, you asked me if I do stand-up.
Yes, sir.
Carolines, New York City, 6 shows, July 26th through the 29th, Carolines, New York. August 3rd through the 5th, Funny Bone, Liberty Township in Cincinnati, Ohio. August 10th through the 12th, Funny Bone, Albany, Georgia. Lastly, August 23rd through the 25th, I'm at the Comedy at the Carlson, Rochester, New York. 5 shows. Let's rock.
Nice. And we will put up all those dates on with Mario.com.
Stop, bro.
I know, man. I love that.
That's every weekend in the summer that I'm going to be working.
Look at that. That's awesome, man.
I'm trying to get to a great place. My first 25 years was about learning. These next 25 years is about executing. First, you know, I understand the game, raised as a Jedi. Now it's time to really execute the great in me.
See, I love that you and all your brothers, y'all have that strong work ethic.
Absolutely.
I never rested on the laurels. So that's
you
that's
can.
Awesome,
you
man.
Know it is.
Especially in the business, exactly.
That's how you were raised. And this business keeps changing. And
right.
You know what? Here's the thing. You still look like a baby. I still look like a baby. These are our best years. We're going to be going half on a boat in about 15 years.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to see you in Sardinia or somewhere weird in Italy. Like, yo, Mario, let's go half on a boat. Sure. Let's drink some $30,000 wine. That's too expensive for my blood. 10.
I'm all about it. I'm all about it. From your lips to God's ears.
Yes, sir.
Before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right?
Go for it.
Go-to karaoke song.
My go-to karaoke song is Creep.
TLC Creep?
No, Radiohead.
Oh, Radiohead. I want TLC. So
I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? You gotta put the white boy. Here. I don't belong here.
You do the talking songs like me.
She's running out the door.
I said TLC.
That's amazing.
Such an
he said TLC.
So I think, yeah.
Which,
yeah.
Which, by the way.
And he was about to do it with me. I creep it on the down low. Hey, that's not the song.
I'd have been your left eye right there.
My God.
Oh, that's so funny. Last show that you binge watched.
Last show I binge watched was it's Netflix. It was the drug show.
Narcos.
It's good. Every year, man.
Right.
I take one day and I do nothing. I don't take days off. That's the one day when Narcos comes out, I take off. I watch. I don't care. I'll start at 6 in the morning and I'm going to watch it all the way till I'm done.
God, that sounds awesome. I've never done that. That sounds awesome.
I don't poo or nothing. Like, I'm all about Narcos. Like, I forget food.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I'm on crack by the time it's over.
That's a commitment. That's a commitment right there. Celebrity crush growing up.
Celebrity crush growing up. I'd have to say Janet Jackson.
Favorite stand-up right now?
My favorite stand-up comedian is probably myself, because why not? why
perfect
not?
Guess.
There's too many good people out there for me to, too many great people out there for me to pick one. But I love watching Chappelle, because every time I watch him, I actually learn something new. He's like a great magician that really understands the magic of his craft. And it's not that it's an illusion. But what I love about Dave is Dave can walk into a theater that's 20,000 people and make it feel like he's talking to 300.
Mm-hmm.
And I always find that amazing because the adrenaline of 20,000 people would make me explode. But what I watch him is he just has a sits in a pocket and he's just comfortable. And I like the way he walks his material. Even though he knows it, he explores his material. He could have done it 1,000 times, but each time he explores it, he takes a different journey there. And it makes it that much more fun and interesting. So for me, I would never steal a comedian's jokes, nor would I steal a comedian's habits. But I always feel like if you're going to be great, there's great things to learn from great people. We all do something different. I could list 5 comedians and tell you who does what great. Chris Rock is like a great painter who goes, he'll draw it and go, I'm not going to put that out. And you're like, why not sell that? Kevin is a wonderful salesman. You give Kevin that kind of joke, like 3 words on the joke, and be like, here's what's funny. You got to do this, and he paints the picture, and he's gonna get it, and he'll sell the hell out that joke, and he's really good with, you know, relating to the audience and having fun with his material. Chris Rock is like a brilliant preacher. You know, he's somebody that it's like if you had a sermon when he's talking. I like when he brings it back too, and he discovers his jokes, and he'll just come off the top and read some stuff off a pad, and he'll just say it, and he don't care if he bombs. I love that about him, and I love watching each one of my brothers. I learned something from each one of them. And Sean Wayans, one of the funniest dudes that people don't even know because he's never dropped a special. My brother Sean is somebody I've learned from every day, and probably my favorite comedian working today, because that dude can do it all and you don't expect it from him. He's good looking and he's got a certain stature about him. He wears his glasses, but when he's on that stage, you watch this guy animate, sweat, tell great jokes, really smart, quick on the dime. That boy's he's a monster.
I like that you have his back. He's been here a couple of times too, a real nice guy, just like yourself too, so that's cool. Last one. What show?
I didn't say he was a nice guy. I just said he's a brilliant comedian. A terrible person. I love you.
What show should get rebooted next?
Wayans Brothers. Let's bring it back there.
Wayans Brothers. Right?
Because, you know, they. I don't know how long NBC Marlin gonna last. They cancel black shows quicker than Roseanne.
The irony.
When they cancel her, I was like, damn, ooh, they doing that to white people? We in trouble.
Talked about looking the same earlier. You guys rebooted that. You would look exactly the same.
I'll be on that
we
show
would.
Right there. That'd be funny.
I was going to say Saved by the Bell. You almost stepped into that. But your castmates look terrible. Oh, my God. The Screech's still alive. What's going on with him in this life?
Well, he was locked up for a little while, but now I think he's out. I think he's out.
He's out?
I think
okay,
he's
good,
out.
Good, good.
He's a stand-up comedian now, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He allegedly does comedy.
I want to watch this.
Yeah.
I want to watch this.
No, you don't.
He does comedy, does porno. He does it all.
He does it all.
He does it all. You should know him. He had a cracker name. He had a crack name, Screech. He really is a crack name, Screech.
It is.
Man, where you get them drugs from? Screech gave it to me.
I'm going to be quiet.
Okay. You ain't got to say nothing. I'll say it all. What's he going to do? Hit me with his meat?
I don't know. He stabbed a guy on Christmas Day in a bar.
That's true. I'll take that back. Sorry about that. Screech?
It's a true story.
I'm sorry, Dustin. I'll call you by your government name.
A name called Marlon, man. Please come back anytime. Congratulations on everything that's going on.
I appreciate
you. God bless you and the family. Marlon airs Thursdays on NBC. You can follow him on Twitter @MarlonWayans. Thanks so much for stopping by.
My God.
On with Mario Lopez.